top of the evening to you, Jamaica and the Caribbean. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and I'm your host, Sister Cecile, the top shelf diva. So, the number to call into the show tonight is 661-467-2407. And should you be inspired to talk to the host, you can press 1 on your keypad. So tonight promises to be a mix-up and blender night. I have got jokes for you all. We got fun. We got laughter. We got everything tonight. So draw your long bench. Sit down. Sit back. Relax. And enjoy your show. Come for the talk and stay till the end. Now, we're going to be talking tonight, as I said, a mix up and blender scene thing tonight. Mix up and blender. I'm sorry about that. I my sinus is off the wall, so please stay with me tonight. Okay, so as I said, the show is going to be off the wall tonight. But before we get into that, you know, I turned off my television set today because I was just like too fed up with the news about the deaths and the destruction in Ukraine. And I keep wondering to myself, what is going to happen to all these people in Ukraine, apart from those who have fled to neighboring countries and have become refugees? I am saying, is the government, are the governments of the world going to sit back, relax, and watch what's going on? Or are they afraid of Putin and his nuclear, you know, weapons? What is going to happen? If somebody know the answer to that, just call in and let me know if you really know and understand what's going on. So many things going on in the world today, and trust me, it's serious. It is really, really serious. So It's a time right now, the time right now, we're going to just let our hair down. We're just going to enjoy, get a laugh, and take the thing from there. So we're going to be talking about Jamaican men. Jamaican men. And I said Jamaican men are among the men with the biggest dicks in the world. And I think I have some Jamaican men on my switchboard right now, you know, so if they can testify to that, them can. Somebody put up them on already. Come on. All right, let me hear. Tonight promises to be fun. 305-785. What you have to say, Carla?
That would be me. This is Brenda. Good evening, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda, for coming to the show.
Listen, I can't say that I have enough of a sampling to give any scientific answer.
I tell you what, Auntie Brenda,
hold
your point. I'm going to come right back to you. Just hold your point for a few minutes, and I am going to come right back over there to you. So, yeah, we're talking about Jamaican men and what Jamaican men have to offer. No, Jamaican men are not different from any other man all over the world, you know. They cheat the same way. They lie the same way. They love food, music, sex. Them dress nicely. And trust me, I can go on and on and on and on. This list is long because I know a whole heap of Jamaican men. Not that I've been intimate with them, you know, but I know a whole heap of them. They are among the funniest men around. And when I mean funny, I mean funny in a good, good way. I mean, you mean funny like the funny way we talk about that Jamaican. No, star! Not that way. Hey, when them see a woman and they're like, especially when they see a nice girl and them like the girl, you hear them call her all kind of name like big woman, sweetness, browning, light skin, and not to mention the color of the clothes she's wearing, like red blouse, blue skirt, black pants, you know, just to get her attention. But hear me now. Them say Jamaican woman are sugar and salt. Some of them are genial and will make your ball. But the same thing can be said about Jamaican men too. So, jive with us tonight. Sister Brenda, I have Dr. Ev. I have, I think I have Janet, and I have Auntie Martella. So drive with us tonight. Drive with these sisters tonight, and let's talk about the Jamaican men, because we can say Jamaican men are number one. All right? So Sister Brenda had something to say a while ago. So let's go back to Auntie Brenda and hear what she has to say.
All right. First of all, I have to keep it
you are
really...
not privy to...
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I
hear
you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yes,
I'm hearing you.
I have to keep it real PG because I don't know if my children or grandchildren may come across this. And I'm hoping to be found.
Let me declare this. This is a PG. PG 13. All right? So if you have your kids,
no,
you
but I can't put too much short there because you know, some men don't like their business.
If you have your kids around, you can send them to bed or stuff cutting at them ears because
no, but
the people
but seriously, I don't know who
tonight.
May hear this. I'm hoping to be chosen not too long from now. Just to be careful. But no, on a serious note, I went scientific because, like I said, I don't know enough about sampling. And one of my exes, my late husband, was not Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
And I discovered that what people think, and he was not, can I say, he was not
endowed.
A different ethnicity.
He was not endowed?
I covered... Girl, don't even get me started. What the hell about white men? I don't know about all white men. I only had one, but I can tell you it's a lie.
Okay.
But this thing about being endowed, I was reading an article by Oberlin Smith White, who is a Jamaican policewoman who has a master's, she has an MBA. And she took a kind of very, I don't know how scientific, but I would say a somewhat objective view of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about the penis. I know in ancient Europe, Italy and these places, if you look at the Michelangelo's and some of his, like his David. And I always wonder why the penis are truncated. They look like it never even done grow. And I realized that people thought and women thought that it was attractive to have a small penis because people with larger members were thought to be like they didn't have much sense and so on. So now the pendulum has swung the other way. People want people with a mandingo thing.
Yes,
I want to feel like it. And even when I talk to my brethren, I want to feel like it is across the board that there are men who you look at and based on their stature, you would expect them to be well endowed, and they are of average length. And I'm going to tell you what those lengths are here. And there's some of them, you think them big and thick, and you think them would have something, and them have a little pencil dick.
Not a thing them don't have. Not a thing.
And worse than that, there's some of them that with that big, long, thick, not so big or whatever, they don't know how to use it.
Come on, Brenda,
so preach. There's all of that. So I don't objectify men in terms of what their penis size is, whether in girth or length or any of that, because I am one of these women that I will find. There's some men when I go find out other penis there because they're too stupid. I don't like a dumb man. I like a bright man. And I find a bright man very sexy. And if him bright and smell good and we have similar values, so I mean, him gone 90% of the way. So whether it's big or small, however it's safe, him can use it and figure out what I want. I'm good. And that's about this whole penis size thing.
That goes for you, Brenda. But there are a lot of women who I've come across who will tell you that. They do not want a man with a small penis for nothing at all.
And what? I don't think anybody would go looking for a man with a small penis.
No.
You know?
You're not going to do that. You don't know what you're going to come up with. But a lot of women will tell you this, and this is factual. A lot of women will tell you that they don't want a man with a small penis because guess what? They're going to cheat because the average man, they say, who have a small dick don't know how to use it either.
All right, small is relative. I'm looking at something. In 2015, a study carried out by Mandatory.com in 80 countries revealed that the average penis size measures 5.5 inches, and they're talking about length. The Democratic
and
Republic
talk,
of the
we
Congo.
Talk, we're talking about flaccid.
Well, they didn't say flaccid or erect.
Okay, okay.
But this,
okay.
The Democratic, and that's the other thing again, there's some people who look like they have nothing when they're flaccid. And when they
and when
are
they reel
erect,
up.
Yeah,
they,
and then you have some of them that look very, very long flaccid, and when them erect, them don't get much longer, so, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
saying
now the Democratic Republic of Congo scored the longest penises, measuring 7.1 inches. Jamaica 6.4. Jamaica 6.4. They're talking about averages now. While the United States has an average length of 5.1. And North Korea 3.8. Well, I can't tell you. I wouldn't be lining up for no North Korean man.
North Korean man, isn't it?
Jamaican man is obviously very gifted, taking into consideration that few are going to be more gifted while others will fall short. So those are the numbers.
Well, thanks for the information, but I'm glad the Jamaican man reign right up there son at the top. Because as we say, Jamaican man, a sugar and salt. Some of them are general, we make you ball. Yeah. Some of them are... You know,
what?
I tell you, I got the joke of my life. Hold on. I got the joke of my life today. Somebody sent me a video of a man. I don't think he's in his right mind. And he stopped by this guy's car, and he was talking to this guy. And the guy said to him, what you say? Say them broke your house? And what then take out? The little man say, yeah, man, then I brought me out and take out my dildo. the man say, take out your what? Say, take out my dildo. And the man says, a strap-on he have. It's a strap-on. Yeah, it's a strap-on he have because I can't see him in nature now work. And now this man, obviously this man, no right up in him head, in crown, in him cranium now go on, right? Because man said them broke him out, and the only thing them take out of him house, I'm dildo. So
he must say it's not work.
The man said yes. Hold on, the man said yes. So the guy said to him, so what you do with the dildo? Yeah, man, and ask them girl, man, because my nature now work, you know, so me have to use that. And I'm saying, no, the evil part of me starts saying, and I wish, woman, I gonna make him jump up on them with no strap on. No, sir, but the man said there's even a light. He said there is even a light on the strap-on at the tip of it. So the man said it's to find the hole. Yeah, the man said, yes, man. The light is to find the hole. So I tell you, Jamaican men are really, really funny. I mean, apart from all that's been said about Jamaican men and their endowment, Jamaican men are really among some of the best men I have ever encountered. I mean, yeah, like every other man, Jamaican man.
Yeah.
Jamaican man love you. Him love you bad. Him love you bad. A Jamaican man loves when a woman, because them love them food. Them love them food.
Yeah,
them love
yeah,
them food.
Yeah.
The song say, y'all better can cook. You know, y'all can cook. If you encounter a Jamaican man, he want him food. He want him
food.
He want him
good food.
Yeah, what? Yes. And him like him place clean and nice. I have never met a Jamaican man who don't like his house look nice and in order.
Right. Them comfortable in a messy place. No.
Yes.
No.
Them like when them place nice and clean and they can come home and see them place nice and clean. Right? Them also like we dress nicely. You know, you make up on some Jamaican man, and honestly, especially, I love a man who wears nice jeans. You know, when I talk about this kind of looking washed jeans, nice dark blue jeans and white button-up shirt with a leather hard shoes and a brown belt around your waist. I mean, me run back at the Monday. Because I just love to see men who are dressed like that. There's just something about it. You know, the white, nice white shirt. Yes, I just
first
love
of all, I like
men.
A man with nice hands. I like a man with nice hands. And I like a man with
is
clean
there, is
hands.
There any, Okay. Is
fingernails
there anything?
Are well kept because sin can be all over
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's exactly what I was about to ask you. Is there any particular reason why you like a man's hand to be clean and nice?
Because I want him to handle me.
Okay. So you mean they want him to stick all his finger up in your pum pum and all in way there?
Well, I didn't say all that now, but
well, I am.
You may infer from that what you will. But tell me, let me call for you now.
Hold on. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and it's the Knowledge Station. So people, when you hear like the word like pum pum, I mean, a lot of people who are listening on the internet or who will be listening in the archive, or you might just come across the show sometime on the internet. Pum pum is one of the words Jamaicans use for vagina. Pum pum, tun tun, nani, all kind of names Jamaicans use for the female genitalia. All right, so okay, back to you now, Auntie Brenda. You say you like when the man's hands are clean and his fingernails are nice. You know, yeah, he won't give you no infection or anything. You're good
and
with him.
And have nice fingers.
And he have nice long fingers. He have nice long fingers.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
I, you know, there are so many persons on my switchboard just listening. Come on, somebody to talk to me now. I'm Auntie Brenda, not going to be the only person talking to me tonight. I see Dr. Ev, I see Auntie Janet, and I see Auntie Martella, some other persons. I can't make out who they are, but it's just, come on, we're sharing tonight. You know, I am not going to be the person talking. We're going to talk together because the whole of we encounter Jamaican men and we know all them steer. And as the song say, Jamaican women, may I put it for Jamaican men? Jamaican men are sugar and salt. Some of them are ginger and we make your ball. And that is the truth. If Jamaican men ready to go cheat on you, nothing you can do to stop them. Nothing at all you can do to stop them. All when you have the best pum pum in the world. They go out a road, them going to go out there. So there's nothing you could have got counselor for no till tomorrow. I am telling you this because I have encountered a situation like that. Yes. So it's not like as I say, some of them are general, and we make your ball for real. Ball, good ball, you know? Good
I'm
good
for
ball.
Them.
I've seen a situation where, as a matter of fact, I've seen more than one situation, more than one man doing this. I know a couple of men who have two homes. And the wife, mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder if she doesn't know what's going on, because I know this
of course you know.
This man,
of
he
course
lives...
You know.
He lives at home like from Monday to Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday night in come back home. He lives at the other woman's house, and
but
there's nothing
man.
The woman. There's nothing she could do about it. And there was another man I know. He had a home with two set of children, and the children that he had were like the kids were like the same age group. Like he had 2 6-year-olds, 2 8-year-olds. 2 10-year-olds, and they were living in separate homes. And this man, half of the week him spent, he's into construction, and half of the week him spent here, sir, and the other half him spent elsewhere. Him spent at the wife's home. So them man Jamaican men, them are cheaters and them are general, but still, them still sweet. You know what is so comical? When a Jamaican man sees, especially a big woman, even if it's a young Jamaican man, you know, and see a big woman and she look good, he might go ball out. Big woman!
Yeah,
and
there's just
something about that ring. It has a ring to it. Big woman, you know. They would want to be in a relationship with that big woman, because a lot of these Jamaican young boy, they want big woman, they want older woman than themselves. And when we say big woman, it doesn't mean that the women are fat or they are big in body. It's just that they're up in their age. They're mature women. So they say big woman. Yeah. So
that's from an endearment.
It is a term of endearment. Yes, it is. But it's just how they say it, big old man.
Mm-hmm. All your Jamaican. Man.
Yeah, and again, you know, when they say sweetness. One day I was walking in Spanish Town, you know, and this guy was calling to the girl, and the girl now give him no time of day, but the girl have on this short up shorts, and the boy say, Galang, your body for your bone, key and peace. Your body, Jordan, for your bone, key and peace. And I said, the boy, the girl, turn around, you know. And that was the only time he got his attention. Or he got her attention. She turned around, you know, and she give him a piece of her mind. She gave him a piece of her mind. When the boy said, Galang, the body black lake bun can't key and peace. And so, Jamaican men, as I said, Jamaican men are number one. Jamaican men will take care of you. Jamaican men are the only men I encounter who will come home and say to their wives or their girlfriend, or here, me get piano. Here's something. Hold this. Hold that. Jamaican
no,
men.
No, ma'am. Take that back.
Well, the average Jamaican man will do that.
Yeah, but they're
not
the only ones.
Men are not different
from
men. And I'm not saying that they are. But what I'm saying, I'm just talking about what I know about Jamaican men. And I'm saying Jamaican men are not different. So you'll have men in other nationalities that will come home and say to their wives, here, this is yours.
You mean they must ask the wife for some money because the paycheck going to the checking account and the wife.
Okay. Yeah, that is also true because some of these Jamaican men,
yeah,
they don't know how to handle money. And men in general, a lot of them don't know how to handle money.
Right.
We have Jamaican women, and these are the kind of women that Jamaican men say act like them a boss and them, you know, and take art position and so on. But sometimes as a woman, you have to grab the bull by the horn, take control of the situation, because if you don't do it that way, nothing will be saved.
But, you know, I am really hoping, and let me bring this back home now. As I said, my late husband of almost 30 years was a white American man. I was a little bit of a cheat because I never had to live white American life culture. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to cook American or to cook white. It's all Jamaican food we had, and he used to do most of the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But going down the stretch, I really would like to, you know, find a partner, a husband. Because we're talking about sex and all of this, and I'm assuming marriage, or at least a relationship that is in good faith heading in that direction. And I really would like to find one of my own who we really have that heart and soul connection. You know, in a way, I'm blessed because I found that heart and soul connection with somebody who wasn't of my culture at all. But I don't think I'll find it again, and I wouldn't go looking for it. I really would like to find one of my own now to do the rest of life with. What I don't understand is why these men in their 50s and 60s, why are they still, them still using them play a card? They're still acting like when they were 30 and 40 years old. What are they looking for?
But who knows if there's just boys in men's bodies? Who knows? Okay, 661-467-2407 is the number to call into the show, and if you want to talk to us, tell us about what you know about Jamaican men, because tonight we're talking about Jamaican men in particular, and especially Jamaican men are among men, the men of the world with the biggest dicks. And Auntie Brenda just read statistics, and Jamaican men came in second. But for me personally, I am saying that Jamaican men are number one. I see a hand here, 732-704. I think this is Auntie Martella. Go ahead, Auntie Martella.
Whoa! Me like the lock there.
Stop it!
Me, I and if tonight is Saturday night or Sunday night.
Saturday night is more brazen.
Me say, yes, Saturday night can turn up.
Okay,
because
well,
after
all right.
Sabbath, after she done her Sabbath, you know.
After she done Sabbath,
again,
she gets
older. Married.
She gets out.
You know,
she gets out.
Remember, Sabbath, we're not married. We don't have no husband. You understand, sister? We don't have nobody.
Okay, so Auntie Martella.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly,
so,
and what's the Jamaican men coming? Coming at Jamaican men coming at number two, right? But for
mm-hmm.
me, it's number one, because Jamaican men to me, them have the biggest crawler. We call them a crawler. Them then are pumpy because they will crawl up in any hole.
Jesus, they, iguana.
Yes, so tell me, Auntie Marcella, what do you know about Jamaican men?
Well, hey, may I tell you, Brenda was saying, a review, so some of them have two homes for you. You know that?
Yes, that's
true. Because my children father did have two homes, you know, and when we find out, if me no want the threesome, we can't do what we can do.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wow.
The woman, you know, she very, very rude.
Mm.
And he couldn't control her, you know.
Okay.
So me just say, all right.
So where did that you take for yourself?
Then that me do man, me take for myself and let them write this. So I say, what? Yeah, I'm not really fight with them now, you know. Me just say, okay. I step away from this, you know, because the woman very rude and she called on the phone when she ready and he couldn't control her. It's like when you have a bad dog and you don't know if you control the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next thing she come bone you up with acid for your man.
You understand? And she say, oh, and because of me, make the man know I'm married to her and one story.
Mm-hmm.
She said, sister.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then,
so so you see, Jamaican men, they do some ginger ship and chickeny ship in them, yeah. Average Jamaican man,
yeah.
Man, a ginger man, ginger, me a tell
yeah,
man.
But the thing about them, bad. But the thing about it in Auntie Cecilia, you know, say, he used to take care of him home, you know, and make sure say, you have food, you have everything, you build them, but you have a next house, but you never want me, you know.
Okay. And you see, you're the last one to know.
Yeah.
In situations like those, you are the last one to know. You are the last one to know. I think, you know, my board is all lit up and ain't nobody. Come on, man. People. But we talk, no, man. We are talk the things, them, you know. We are talk the things, them. And a lot of owners have a lot of things to talk. I have a lot of things to say because I encounter these kind of men. So, yes, Auntie Martella, continue speaking.
Yeah, man, me tell you, say, you need to take care of him house, man. And me tell you, say, it's like, you know, too, sometimes me always go away, me go abroad and all that time. So,
mm-hmm.
The woman come at the house one time, you know, for one time or two times. And she going to make mistake and put it on Facebook. She go at the gate and she take picture, watch now. So we have one, we call it Dopey, so what's up, what we call that? Noni, right at the gate,
okay.
You know. So she
mm-hmm.
she posed right there and she take a picture and she put it on Facebook. So
wow.
We just say, what weird. Oh, she right, sir?
So she beat you?
Yeah, man, but, yeah, but he never know all this time, so the woman has sent text to me and all of them things there, you know.
Mm-mm.
And when me confront him with everything, he open him more wide, like, huh? Me say, of course. She said she's done with your 8 years now.
So what happened to him?
Yeah.
He's with her now?
Huh?
He's still with her.
Yeah, he's still with her, because watch now. She said she wants a house because, he said, me have house and she no have no house. She have a parent, and him end up in build one two-bedroom for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man. Yes, he must fix her up, you know, because you know them kind of woman there. So, I mean, that's mean then. We couldn't take the all of the excitement. One thing can me go supermarket, man. And I tell you, say, they know the one big supermarket. What do you call it? Where they beside Jonathan Grant over there. So,
I'm not sure if it's ILO. I know the big supermarket.
I know ILO.
Beside the police station.
Me tell you, say.
Right.
Yeah, me and him go pick up stuff in a supermarket. And when we come out, and when we put everything in a car, you know. Me said, I mean, I know where the woman come from. Out of blues and start being so slapping on girlfriend.
What?
You know, what? I'm here to tell you, so one big thing, me just stand up and me say one excitement out there, me stand up. And me say, what? And then one excitement I create and she run back into the supermarket and you run after her and then the security was there and said, no. So she escaped and then he come and I say, me say, yes, what kind of disgrace you bring down? Everybody like that, you know?
Wow.
I say, oh, she follow behind me, she follow behind me. You know what said the thing in drop me home? Me take every grocery out of the car and everything and put it down and then go
and
right back her out.
Wow.
Then no she ain't gonna.
Wow.
So me just say, me don't know what she doing, but him have to stay there. No matter how she disgrace him have to be under her same way, sister.
Wow.
So
wow.
Me just tell God to get me out of that and me just step away left them right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that me don't have nothing against him, sister. Nothing. Like me and you talk now, me can call him and we talk and everything, but we don't have no relationship. You understand?
Mm-hmm. So, Auntie Brenda, you've been listening to Auntie Martella's story. What do you think about a man like that?
What I think about a man like that? I guess he won't get me in trouble because, for one thing, if you had some woman disrespecting me like that, and every day the spirit of God try with me, you know, and if me catch her one of you, I'd beat her out her clothes and tell God why.
Mm-mm.
But no, I think you do the right thing. You're a bigger woman than me because I really wouldn't have anything to say to a man like that.
Mm-mm.
And if he make a woman beat him into submission, then, I mean, they deserve each other, you know. But my ex is the father of my two older children, my two eldest. Let me tell you, that man, I mean, if you went into a room and there were 50 men in there and one woman, members of the one woman, a female woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they had to respect me because if them step out of them lane, look at me sideways, cross-eyed, he only had to hear about it. Me wouldn't even know about it because the mother get mashed down and then that done because that's in wife. And, you know, that's in wife and you don't look there, don't say nothing. No woman couldn't do me what that woman did to you. Call me, you know, get in nice, that wouldn't happen. But after a while, no matter how they want to tell you're a wife and you're number one and you're this and that, I don't want to line up in front of her behind anybody. I don't share. I don't want to play in that chamber. I think I deserve what I bring to a relationship and what I want and what I want to share. I deserve to be in a monogamous relationship. And I know I won't share, but I'm not going to know about it.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to degrade yourself like that.
Okay.
You know,
so
the kind of openness, the transparency that I need in a relationship, the kind of closeness, the tenderness. There's no space for anybody else. There can't be three of us in there. Not another man, not another woman.
So I am looking at going back to the names that these Jamaican men call Jamaican women. And Brenda, you rightly say when a Jamaican man calls a woman big woman, it's a term of endearment. How about the term fatty? Would you consider that to be a term of endearment? Because a lot of women don't like to be called fat. And you know, so Jamaican women are not really fat women. A lot, the average Jamaican woman, you know, is average. So would you consider that to be a term of endearment? Brenda?
Where do you think I should myself? Oh, me? I think it used to be in a certain generation because there was a certain generation of men who embraced
heavy woman.
Yeah, and not even just you know, a lot of us who have more Afrocentric genes than Eurocentric, we tend to be kind of thick.
And you call them, yeah. you call them the tickers.
Yeah. So before we got brainwashed and learned that Barbie was the standard and the Coca-Cola bottle and the 34, whatever it is, we never know, 34, 26, 34, whatever it is. So used to call me Margaret when I looked like that and I was flat to have a wear waist. They used to call me Margaret, the man never used to find me that attractive. The average man never used to find me that attractive because me the two Margaret. You understand? Oh, something of that generation. People grew up in the 50s and 60s. They like their women with meat on their bones and with breasts and them kind of thing. But I think now because people are more cosmopolitan and they're open to what the European standards are, them expect us to have six ribs and look flat.
Yes.
And I heard a man talk the other day, and he's a man who I quite admire. And we were talking and he was saying something unrelated. And he said that men, the frame of a man is different from a frame of a woman. And who are factors are distributed and our bodies need to expand and to carry a child and things like that. And this is a man who I think can appreciate a woman, especially when you get to a certain age and your body change and so on. So I get the sense that he would appreciate that. And I'm not looking for somebody who flat like a washboard. So, I think it depends on the generation of Jamaican men.
It brings me back to looking at these trans women, and to see how sleek they are, stomach flat like washboard, them sexy gone to bed. There is no way you can look at these and say they weren't born. These weren't the assets they were born with. And even though we say their frames are different from our frame, a man's frame is different from a woman's frame, these trans women, they are so gorgeous. I mean...
But do men want them? Our men desire them? I don't think so.
Men do desire them. I'm not saying Jamaican men because, you know, Jamaican men are homophobic. Jamaican men are homophobic. And you know, as I said, tonight is a mix-up show, mix-up, because it takes me right back to Jamaican men who are talking about anal sex, who are so homophobic and talking about anal sex.
I don't understand that one.
And I am saying, if you are willing to have intercourse with a man, anuses have no faces, not a face on it. So if you are willing to go to a woman's butt, it doesn't make you any different from going to a man's butt. So away with them homophobic thing. Away with that. Because and Jamaican women, Jamaican men, you know, they are grossly, you mean them can't lie like what? Because a lot of them will tell you, me not do that. Guess what?
Yeah, them do it with.
They are the chief custodians. Them own it. They own that. And it's time Jamaican men come around and do that. I mean, I don't even know if I can even talk.
Anyway, if you keep on doing this thing, you're going to have to find me and hook up, you know. You can't have them show you and you know, send me up. You have to go fix me up, man.
What do you want me to do? You want me to buy you a strap-on?
No, I don't want a strap-on. I want a real whole, a bona fide man who ready for prime time.
Oh my gosh. Brenda, in time, keep looking. Keep on looking. Because as my mother said, every oar of them stick a bush. So few oars.
You think that deep down in the woods before you speak.
And not only that, Brenda, your oar stick might be just a sapling.
But it's the Lord, let me tell you something. I'll tell the Lord, you know, I'll tell the Lord, whoever Lord, just make him just send him come with a burning bush, let me know say in that. And when he said, no, I accept him. Send him back.
Brenda, what
it's serious.
You're saying, no, Brenda, men, the average man, I mean, a good man, where you say, no, you know, like stupid man. And what makes you think a man
no,
is stupid? What constitutes stupidity in a
when
man?
Say, I'm not talking about the alphabet soup behind his name or necessarily what school he went to or how many degrees. I'm talking about somebody who is bright, somebody who has natural intelligence. Somebody where you can reason with, somebody who is not insular, somebody who is well-read. You can have a serious discussion with. There's some people, I'm wondering what they want to do with me because we don't have nothing to talk about after hello.
Mm-mm.
And it can't all be about why you're nice and you're good-looking and all.
Yeah, but you know, Brenda, there are some men who are naturally shy. And naturally shy. And you as the woman can just pull out stuff out of him. So it just take a little patience. Because sometimes we see a man and say, but yeah. Men can be shy. Men can be shy. Men can be shy just as women. Yeah, men can be shy. And you know, I have a friend. I ask my ex-husband, my ex-husband had a friend. He was a friend in the family, and this guy was so shy. I ask him, can he speak? Can he speak? Or when he speaks, it's just like a whisper. I say, him get woman. Him called a woman, and one day I confronted him. I said to him, he had a baby mother. And he had a child. I said, how you get woman? I mean, how you call for a woman? How you address a woman? Because him not even want to look up on you, you know. Even if him talking to you, his eyes are all over the place. Him not look you in the eye.
No, him would not feel for me.
Right? And yet him have a woman and him have a child. But he just tell me, say he's naturally shy. And then my husband presently, he tells me that he was so shy growing up, he would never call to a girl. He would just go like, he used to play in a band. And, you know, like the band, the guys in the band, you have girls come after them and so on. And he would be like always the one who is not getting any girls because he's not so aggressive in going after the girls
not
and so on.
To them.
Right, and he say, you know, he would be so shy, he would want to talk to a girl, and he would be just burning inside, and he just can't come out. And again, he said he would like, he had a lot of hair when he was young. He was like straighten his hair with a pressing comb, straighten it, and it's high, big old afro, bigger my afro. And he said he would just go sit in the bar and, you know, buy a drink and sit there and would was looking around at all the women. And he would never find the courage to say anything. And then he would go home and beat up on himself and say, man, you could have talked to that girl. You could have said hi to the girl. You could have gotten that girl. And eventually he started getting out of that shyness because he was one of the, a soprano in the band, and he also played the guitar in the band, and his name was Capri because he was a Capricorn, so his name was Capri. So he, you know, and he was tall, dark, and handsome because he was like a 6-footer, and he would say girls would come at him, but still he was so shy, until finally he gave up his shyness and he got girls galore. So some men are naturally born shy.
All right. What about when they want to talk about everything else except the personal?
When they
that's
want to talk
shy.
About everything. Okay. Well. Unless that's the only thing you may be interested in, because some man just interested in that woman, boom, boom. Nothing else. Nothing else they're not interested in her.
No, but this is the opposite. But what I'm saying is this. I don't understand. I like when somebody is open. You must know what you want. By the time you get to a certain age, you must know what you want and what you don't want. And just be clear about it, you know? Because I cannot believe the kinds of issues that I see in big men. Me, the believer that boy, we're over that now, because the ones who used to be players are who have been single. They're chronically single, or they're serial daters. They know what they're about. And yeah, them want to be, that's a for them condition, and then choose a condition. Some people just like them, just not grown used to it, and that's okay. But don't put yourself with somebody who tell you from jump that
Let me tell you again. Some persons who have been so, as you said, chronically single. Them single for so long that to get them out of that phase, it's like, oh no, you can't. You can't get them out of that phase. It will take a miracle to get them out of that phase.
Mm-hmm.
It's chronic.
But then you should date somebody like you, because I have friends like that. I have friends who only want a visiting relationship, or they only want a buddy-buddy relationship. They're done. They don't want to get back into that kind of thing. But I'm letting you know that, no, I'm not that. You know? So I don't understand why these men are not clear about what they want, and they're not honest about it with themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with a woman at 50 and 60 years old, you know, what is going to happen after this?
Running
down 40-year-old. What am I gonna do with a 40-year-old woman 5 years from now?
Them can't get the little green, them can't get the little blue pills. What are you talking about, Brenda? What are you talking about?
It's really all about sex. It's really all about sex then.
Excuse me. Brenda, the average relationship, I'm telling you this, the average relationship boils right down to sex. When it wind it way all the way through the myriads, it just land right down there. So, sex.
Well, I guess when it gets to a certain age, there's no hope for you, for some people like me then. Because I want to, I want it all.
No, sir.
Six six one four six seven 2407
is the number to call into the show, and still there's some people on the board who refuse to say anything. What is going
just
on? What is going on tonight? We're talking about Jamaican men and how funny they are. Jamaican man who make you laugh. They make you laugh, your belly bust. I remember getting a joke from a Jamaican man, and it's like this woman, she had a dog. She's an upscale woman, or what would I say, a Jamaica, upscale. They live uptown. And this little boy, was running his little wheel. You know, when they make a little orange juice box stuff and you run the little. You look up, you stick with it, and you run your wheel. And the little boy look up and see the woman with the dog. And the little boy said, "Jeez, what a nice dog." The woman said, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This is not a dog. This is a dog.
Dog.
This is a dog. Yeah, this is a dog." And the little boy looked good, and the little boy said to himself, "It has 4 foot. Its face look like a dog. It have a tail, it look like a dog." So the woman walked off with her dog and on the leash. And the little boy turned on and really looked at the woman, took a hard look and say, "Jeez, what a dog for a dog."
A dog for
a dog.
What a dog for a dog. Because the woman, this is a dog. This is a dog. Yes, what a dog for a dog.
It's a D-O-G dog.
Auntie Martella, Jamaican men, we kill it with lyrics. We kill it with lyrics. Ah, when you run them, when you run them, when they still come back in your ears. They still come back in your ears. We have a big man. Big man, I like you, Yo, big man, we do things for you.
Yeah. Auntie Cecile, make you a better joke. Me say my daughter, you know, I have a neighbor. His son is like 2 years older than my daughter. So my daughter, maybe she must be 32 now. So a young boy, you know. And me say, he just come and say, oh, big woman, me like you, you know. It's like, what happened to you? And in behind me, and I tell you, in behind me everywhere. You see
nah,
me
go nowhere.
And be a, no, but tell him, say, no, you're my son. I couldn't be with you.
Big man, pum for me once.
Yeah, he said, don't care.
Yes.
He like big man. He said,
and frankly, you know, Auntie Martella, it is so with Jamaican young men. They want a older woman. And if there's something they'll tell her that they don't want a young girl because young girl, them are chicken head. A young girl, them are.
And they can't cook.
A fool girl,
yeah.
Them, they don't can't cook. All they want the money to go to ear nails and clothes and yeah they're opting for a more mature woman who they think and sometimes the mature woman is their mother's age. And it irks me sometimes when I see like I love going on TikTok and I see some things on TikTok. Some old granny. I don't know what could I say that the young boy there, 30 a year old boy with 70 a year old woman. What? What is there? What is there? And then, but she's prosy. Do you know the woman prosy? But may I tell you, could I use the iron and press out the wrinkles out her face? Yeah, that's why.
That's the one. That's not money.
That's how I feel. No, this woman have no money because people have been bashing them and so on. And the woman, you know, they come out and address people and so on. I say she don't have no money, you know. But the guy says he was working like at a fast food place, like, you know, like a McDonald's or so on. And she always come there and buy her lunch and sit on and eat. And she was a very good conversationalist. And she would talk to him, and you know, it's not like you know, like a boyfriend, girlfriend, so. But she would always talk to him, and he said little by little he got to like her, and he asked her to have him take her out somewhere because she was always going to McDonald's to eat, so he took her out. And it, one thing led to another, and the two of them happy and enjoy themselves. But I'm saying, I always say, when I reach them, I would still want to be like having sex. You know, and but when you look at the reality of this thing, it's like your body, when you're getting over the hill, your body is actually going over the hill with you. I mean, you're not as a younger woman, you would want sex, or a younger man, you'd want sex every night, every minute. As a city man erect penis, you want. As a city erect, see the woman take off her clothes, him want sex. But when you get older, you find that all that starts to dwindle
down.
Ratchet. It starts winding down some. So that when you look at this woman and this young boy, you're like, what is going on? What is going on? Because some people say, oh, she can't have nothing to fear for all him. And the guy say, yes, she have it up. The woman, the old woman have up the glim and the glam and the glamity and the glimity.
The glamity.
The old woman have it up. So, in all honesty, don't say never.
We can get things to help us with what you call it, with moisture too, you know. It's not a one-way street. I mean,
okay.
That's not even an issue anymore.
That's not a big deal. Yes, sir. But I tell you, even in the senior citizen homes, because I have a friend who just missed prison by the skin of his teeth. Ooh. And why? Well, I wouldn't say it's my friend. I know a friend who worked at the same senior citizens
institution
with this guy. So he said they have this old woman there, way up in her age, and she somehow she don't like for a female to come and serve her. She wants a male to come and serve her all the time. So whenever like she rings her bell at nights or so on, and a female show up to assist her, she's like, yeah. "Oh, I don't want you. I don't want you. I want a male." So they know exactly what to do when her bell rings. A male go. So one morning she came to breakfast, and she kept saying, every time the guy passed around, you know, serving breakfast to them, she would say to her friends at the table, "Oh, he got a big thing." So the person's helping around, the other assistant, the other caregivers around, starting to look puzzled at one another. Like, she kept saying that every time he passed. Like, she kept patting her counterparts around the table, little old females. "Oh, he got a big thing." So when they investigated, he had gotten himself involved with this old woman. And that was the reason she was saying he got a big thing. So as the investigation started, he took himself away and went off to another state. So I don't know what became of him. I don't know if they caught him, because this woman, I mean, these people in these homes, they're like children. So,
yeah.
And you shouldn't be having intercourse with these old people who we are taking care of. So he went away, and I don't know what became of the story. But when you have all men are so, they're so gross. Men will have sex with a corpse. How do you, with a dead body? With a dead body.
That's what they call necrophilia. You have some people who actually, they get more. This is something psychotic, where they get off on a dead body. They must take people.
Tonight is a mix up. Wally pan mix up.
But I go back to the Jamaican men and the penis.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I think Jamaican men have been so objectified that I think a lot of them feel like that once they bring this penis, and once they can handle them business, and once they can ring your bell, and especially
they
make them
move. That's all there is to it.
And that is so sad.
They feel that's all there is to that. And you know, another thing again, Jamaican men and oral sex. We're going to do a show on this. But let me just touch on this topic. Jamaican men and oral sex. A lot of them will tell you, "Oh, me not touch that. Me not bow cat. Me not this." But let me tell you something. A lot of them are liars. A lot of them are liars. They are bow cat plus tax. You know,
well, it's because of the stigma. And this is why I go back to marriage.
Uh-huh.
And God never wrong and Bible never wrong. It's your business to figure out what your partner wants. And everybody has their reservation. But let me tell you, have the same thing you were talking about. No, me have to go back with something of me a virgin. Uh-huh. You understand? And nothing to that one. But I think that it's when two people are married and of course they're exclusive and they're committed to fulfilling each other. And the bedroom is a big part of it and it's just a part of it. Then, you know, you find out what your partner likes and how they like it. And, you know, I think that's a big turn on too. You know, to know that you know, you're giving this person pleasure and you get as much pleasure from it. So you go there and you speak in the abstract. If you go there and speak in Tom, Dick, and Harry, and then the way we were raised, of course a lot of these things are taboo, because you're not going to take your mouth and your every part of you, just like when you shouldn't take your genitalia and put everywhere. Your mouth shouldn't be going in every, you know what I mean?
Shouldn't act like a crab, eh? And crawl not every hole.
You know?
But the thing is, a lot of Jamaican men will say that. And it's a lie. It's a lie. Who remember the video with that policeman? I mean, I tell you, say Squaddy was working
God.
Like there was with no tomorrow. Squaddy can go teach classes. Squaddy can leave the police force. And guess what?
Open a school.
Yes, man. Squaddy can go open a school. Squaddy is what you call a tongue guard. Yes. Squaddy is what you call a tongue guard. For real. All of these men were bashing him, man. Ooh, Squaddy, what? Squaddy make him mark.
Then where?
Squaddy make him mark.
Only
you know,
them look good like him.
Personally for me, when I was growing up, I hear about oral sex, cause so they used to call it, you know. They used to, it was so derogatory.
Tongue
bath. You suck pee, you know? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, but when you used to hear about it, you're like, yeah, got it. You know, you look nasty. But I tell you this, and I'm going to give you my personal story and my first experience with oral sex. And it left me like, what just went on? So my ex-husband came home from work, and he said to me, one of his friends at work was saying, oh, him nah make no man suck when wife from him. And I'm looking at this woman like, what the heck's going on with this man? So I am looking and I'm saying, I wonder where I come with. Anyway, another evening the conversation was struck up and I'm saying to him, why you think he's saying that? And he said his wife have man. Eat our crutches. Some say eat our crutches. She have man and name her crutches and it's like she more prone to one say go to this man more than him and him wife him go start it. So now one morning, I normally get up like 5 o'clock or anywhere from 4:30, 5 o'clock to get ready to go to work in Kingston. Because if traffic, if you ever leave Spanish Town like 5 minutes after 6, if you leave the hospital if you don't get past the hospital gate by 5 minutes after
5:30, you leave out there.
Listen, you are backed up. You're going to be left there and you're going to go work late. Yeah. So we normally set up ourselves for that. And, you know, I woke up to feeling, you know, like, I'm like, what is going on? And I don't know if any of the map that they use on Spanish on hospital. The big map. The big map. Was like, his tongue was like, bluff. And I'm saying, what the hell? When I wake up and I came to myself, I'm like,
done.
What the hell is going on? Because, trust me, it was disgusting. And I'm saying, I was conscious.
Flop,
I'm like,
flop,
no,
flop.
Sir. If this is what oral sex constitutes, I don't want to be a part of it. It's no wonder these men are so against it. You know? But it went on for years and it never happened again because I'm like, I don't want to encounter anything like this again. But trust me, man, there was a time in my life, you know, when I encountered that. And it was like, oh my God, we can't explain it. And the nicest thing I ever encounter. Trust me.
Me as a plead the faith.
Don't plead the fifth, Brenda. Go ahead and speak your piece.
You are a married woman. You understand?
Yes, she's a married lady.
I have to be mindful of, I don't think my husband will ever hear this broadcast.
Speak your truth.
My prospect. Let me tell you. I just believe that there are certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way. I am not half as inhibited. For half my life, I was very inhibited and very repressed. And I have found a sexual freedom that's why I don't go around and sleep around.
Brenda, were born in the 50s and the 60s. Most of us were born in the 50s and the 60s. We were raised a particular way. Everything was like taboo to us. You hear say,
yes, right.
No, look for no boy, no, because you will breed. You know? But you weren't told.
But not only that. We're talking about in hypotheticals. And like I said again, it is my deepest desire to be married again. I want to find somebody to just have that kind of wild abandon. Just when I'm all about him all about me, and it's just the two of us, and we don't even see nobody else.
Uh-huh.
And when you have that kind of connection and you have that kind of relationship, all of them are something you're moot, because you're just wrapped up and tangled up in each other, and all you want to do is to bring out the best in each other.
Uh-huh.
Bring your best every day to you know, make sure that person is okay and make them good. And when you're not, the bed is just an extension of that. No, if we're not good, I don't want you to touch me. Don't come near me. Don't, you know, cause, you know, we have to be all right. We have to be on one accord and level, and, you know, we have to have that connection going. And then you have me in the bed. I can be a wild woman. I can be submissive. I can be whatever, depending on the mood and, you know, where you bring me to and what you show me. And, you know, everybody's different. Some men really are turned off by that. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. or them like it one way. You know, they want
mm-hmm.
it done to them, but they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about the two people and where you find your connection and where you, what you lock on to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, all of that is true. All of that is true. And as I was saying before, when we were raised to be submissive, and when you get the chance to, when you got old enough to be with a man, you know, all in kind of outrageous and exotic kind of sexual
mm-hmm.
activities.
Exactly.
You were mm-hmm. charged. You were charged against those things because it was taboo. Back in the day, you could never want to speak like this. But you know, I never.
Hypocritical to us. They were hypocritical to us because they eschew those things when they're around us, and then they go to the street. They go down wherever they go down the lane corner or wherever they go and get it. For these same, to experience these same things, instead of saying, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. A pastor's wife, because my mother was too shy to have these discussions with me. Right?
That's exactly where I was going. I was going to our parents. Our parents never opened
yes.
up to us. Because, as I tell you, I've never seen my parents sleep together. I've never seen them.
Because them do what some of them are doing at the dark, so that there's some taboo. And I think the part of the thriller where these men snuck around to is like my grandfather. He have a woman living in one tenement yard, and he stopped at the house before he reached on a female woman yard to sleep with some other woman who a man did their see. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it's part of the thrill. It's part of the thrill because I'm heady and everything. So, but I'm telling you, this pastor's wife sat me down and she tell me also deal with my husband. And especially since he was a man who kind of, it's like he made me open like a flower in every area of my life. And just loved me back to emotional and mental and everything.
And then, you know what? Uh-huh. And then you know what?
So I want somebody to be like that again. I'm not looking for him, but I'm looking for somebody to love like that again.
So when we have our children, especially our girls, we never, it is just since like probably about 5, 6, 10 years, you know, my girls will come to me and I can talk to them. And even now, both of my girls, especially the older one, she's the most outlandish, and she will say the most outlandish things, and a lot of things I catch on to her here. She'll explain, "Mommy, this is what it means. This is what it means. This is what it's saying." So she is more the one that is out there than the younger one. The younger one, she has her time, but the older one is she has the open book. So
my
I can talk to her. You know, I can a lot of things. Mm-hmm. As I said, a lot of things I found out is listening to her or from her. But our parents never took the time.
Period. I can't remember the discussion that my poor mother had with me about period. And I feel so sorry for her. Because my mother was a teenage mother. She got pregnant before she started her period with the little guy from next door. She never knew about nothing.
And that is what happened to a lot of young people. They're pregnant before, because all you hear is that, "Don't look pon the boy over there, say, no, make him hold on pon your hand. No, make him do this, no, make him do that." But they never say, "Don't make him put his penis in the vagina." They've never
said that. Well, you know, someone penis in a vagina, you're gone far. They didn't tell you that a man couldn't hold your hand and start with
never. Listen, they never tell you any such thing. You had to find these things out yourself. And they would chastise you. Because my sister got pregnant when she was 15. And as a result of that, my mother, she chastised the whole way. And when she had cursed one, she cursed everybody.
Yeah, everybody come
down the line. And it's like, look,
you can't go do this.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. But I've never seen them. And I know, going back to this big dick, I know my father had a big dick, because we used to laugh. I mean, my father had 8 girls. And I tell you something, my father never at any time, we can't say at any time that my father ever molested any one of us. My daddy beat me up until I was 6 years old. And I can remember every time he's going to give you, I was talking to my sister the other day about this. He would give you the washcloth or the rag and say, "Turn on and wash yourself."
No, my father's beard is like an assembly line. He would have beard like some assembly line. He'd line up the chairway.
Yes, that is how we were beard too. That is how we were beard too. An assembly line. That is how we were beard too. But I can't tell you that.
Me as a bigger one, I have to wash myself and my sisters. You know? Yeah, and you need to hold up a foot button. You have to hold on and hold up your foot button. When you screw up your foot button, you see?
So even when we got to be adults, and we used to talk to my mother, because I am one of the boldest one of the family, of the girls, of the 8 girls. Me bolder than everybody else. And we go to my mother and I say, you know, we say to her, I say, "Then what going with you and daddy? Uno still dugu-dugu?" And mama, we say, "Of course." Because we never see anything of sort, you know. And she said, "Ooh, when Cooley did young, I used to wind up on Cooley, and you know."
Will you remember that time? God. We say, "How would that kill me? No matter how far from country, just a big long trail and come from country, and he might come in and say, 'Beard him, would that kill me?'"
Yes. That is how they were. As young people grow, you know, when we're young growing up, and like, "Mama, won't stay, because even when my mother had grandkids, my kids were like teenagers, and we would go, you know, to the family house. Because everybody had left by then, only daddy and mama. And you see daddy sitting on the veranda, and his mouth long. And I was saying, "Daddy, what am I to you? You don't get nothing." Your mama, you see?
No, my mama, you see?
Yeah. But trust me, you know, they had their way of doing their thing. they had their way of doing their thing, and it was so secretive. So secretive. You don't know. You don't know. But because I came at the second to last chance, so I wasn't, like, me never have no sense, so to speak, when old Jamaican, you know, a sense to know to say your mother pregnant or so on, like an older sister when you know your mother pregnant or your mother have baby. And me never, I've never experienced those things. Me just come up and know, say, me a second to last one, and my brother the last one, and me never see my mother pregnant or so on. I mean, never seen. I've never seen my mother and father in any compromising position. The only time I've ever seen, an anniversary party for them. That was the only time, and you know, them feed each other with cake and them kiss. But I've never seen them. You know, the only closest to them sit on on veranda and talk. But me never see them at old hand. Me never see them at kids.
By then time,
she couldn't get pregnant again. She ought to...
Okay, no? All right. She have sex 12 times, okay?
Uh-huh.
12 times she have sex, okay?
No,
yeah,
sir.
No more.
No, sir. My mother would tell her that, oh... She did love sex, and when she wind up and cool it, and when she show you how she get back shot, and how she show you... When we got older, that was the time when we could line with my mother, and she would talk and tell us, you know, like even with our grandkids. Let's say, I remember when her first grandchild got married, and she said, oh, you feel wind up on him, you know, and I say, you feel sit down on him and juke. I saw my mother stare. Yes! And we all laugh because we found it very funny those times, because growing up, she was never like that. She would have never. We used to listen to them, she and her friend, talk. And they would call me Little Rabbit with Big Ears because I would always be someplace like I'm playing with something, but my ears are
then
open.
You.
Listening to them talking about men and talking about men with big things. So I heard that. And there was just one thing that used to puzzle me.
Our father was big.
Okay. There was just one thing that used to
puzzle
me. Who had a shop in the lane. And every time I used to hear the man belly big enough, let's call him Big God Sinclair. And every time my mother and the woman would meet up and they talk about Mr. Sinclair, they would say it's baby germs in a Mr. Sinclair belly. And I'm like, baby germs. And it's like, no, man, we can't understand, because Mr. Germs, baby germs, what is baby germs? And it was not until I got to be a teenager and started reading biology book and learning about germination and all of that.
Yeah.
When I understood that they meant that Mr. Sinclair was gay. Mr. Sinclair was gay. And we never
You don't wonder about baby germs.
Baby germs. I'm like, the heck? What the heck is baby germs? But then you learn that is exactly what they meant. Because they used to talk in parables. So you could never understand fully what they're saying. And, you know, they would run you away. But most times I would always crawl back silently. And I would be there like I'm reading a book.
Anything, no? They could talk anything around me because I always had my face in a book. So if them attack it all good and well to me, because they never call me, they never require nothing of me, and they can just go and read my book. And you could have moved the whole time over me. A flood could have come. Don't give me nothing to eat. Just give me my book. Don't trouble me and just leave me alone. So
no, Brenda, we did
here.
fast.
A lot of stuff went over my head.
We did fast.
They never hear it fast.
We did fast. And then, by fast, people, I mean, who are not Jamaicans and listen, by fast, you know, in America, when it's like girl, it's fast,
you
so she wants a man. Right. We're talking about nosy. When we say fast, we mean nosy. So I was very nosy.
Not
so
slow.
I would always laugh when I see daddy come on, because my daddy never wore a brief. I've never seen my daddy in a brief, and my daddy underpants.
What?
You could see the tip of my daddy's thing, and I come through on them underpants. So that is how we knew that my father had something hefty in his underpants. Right? And we used to say, when we got older, we say, you know, under my mother like him so much, because he's sitting this big. Yeah. And I confronted my mother with that. I'm like saying, yeah, man, no wonder why did you like daddy so. Wonder why and spend all your time with him. 12 sickness you give him. 12 plus those kids who died, like born and die or die before birth or so on. No wonder, because that was
like,
it. That was
you know, Auntie Cecile.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, say I was trying to do, I was doing family tree, and I going back to find my grandmother, my great grandmother. You know, I did that, and then I found out that my mom, it was 13 of us who died, and they died so close to each other. I was so, you know, I was so amazed. One was born 1969, that one died, and she have another one, 1970. Oh my God, I said, what's going on?
Yes. They would become pregnant like 3 months after, because I remember when I just had my baby, and they, you know, the older folks would say, oh, 3 months, three months,
you have
time,
three months.
Your period going to come back. No, you know, we're sex again. At 6 weeks, them
no,
sex.
No, them
say,
them weeks. Them must, right? Them used to say not if you have sex before 3 months, okay, your body has to come back together. And
no,
like
that's
me,
six weeks.
The longer,
so when,
I was tender. The longer I didn't do anything, the more I didn't want to do.
So they said,
and when
you take
your
baby.
Oh, well, the baby. Where you want on the baby age for? Where you took my baby age for?
When you take your baby to the 6 week clinic, that is
yes.
That is the time you can start having sex. But normally,
but my mother
after
is born 3 months.
After 3 months, they say you can start having sex. So as soon as they start having sex again, bingo, there's another
They get
one.
Pregnant.
So you might have a child born like December and another child born January.
Is that they call German twins?
I don't know what term that is used to label that.
Yeah,
but
German
all
twins.
I know.
Children born the same, yeah.
I know a lot of people who have two kids. My brother has two kids who are born the same year. One is January and one is December.
My God.
Yes. Same year. So as one drop, no get no breathing time. It was just on. It was just on.
On off. On. Come on, man.
You see, especially in those times when there was no electricity, there was no TV, so there was nothing else to do as night come and the place get dark and the light lamp on. So there's nothing to do. You just gunning and sleep. And so when them gunning and sleep, there's a gunning and hook. And bingo, them get pregnant.
But you know that now it's in this time you got people who do the same thing though.
Yes, people do the same thing.
During COVID.
But
No. You see the Jews, the people that who live here in America, the Jews, they got 13 and 14 children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
There's some truth to that, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But wait.
They don't believe in birth control. They don't believe in birth control. Yeah, they don't believe in that.
Wow.
Right.
So every time as one drop out on the hook again, one more in at the frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
One more. But you see, people can, they said the Jews are rich, really, so them can have, the wherewithal
no,
to
support
these kids.
No, but see, your body needs some time for recoup. And then how does your body, how do you appeal sexually to your husband, especially if you're the baby of a man.
Brenda, let's face it. If she keep having kids, she must appeal to him feel sexually attracted to her.
No, but she's sleeping in the baby, not sleeping on the bed. So sometimes they're going to hook up, but I mean, in terms of being desirable, you know? Being
no,
a
man. So we have come to, we have just have a few minutes left in the show. And tonight we have been talking about Jamaican men. And one of the things we've been saying about Jamaican men are that Jamaican men are not different from other men around the world. They cheat the same way. They lie the same way. They love food. They love food. They love music. You know, they love sex. So they're not different from any other other men, you know, around. And one of the things that we say about Jamaican men is that they are among the men, big dick men, and a lot of women who, and for me, frankly, I don't want a man with a little dumba stick. I don't want a man with a little piece of dumba. I don't care if you know or if you use it, yes or no, I don't want it. I don't want any man with a little piece of dumba, right? I want a man with something good, all right? So that's just me. So just let's settle that right away. So other things about Jamaican men is that they love their food. They love nice food. They love to dress nicely and smell nicely. I'm talking about the average Jamaican man. And anything can get shut down. But since nobody never shut down anything tonight, it's all right with me. Okay? So they are among the funniest men in the world. I'm saying love. They can get joke on them. Full of lyrics. Jamaican men with full of lyrics. All when sometimes the man is not your type. But, and you wonder sometimes why some women fall for some men who you would say they are not. You know, and a fear type that, she had a fear type that, but she fall for him. She fall for this man because the man full of lyrics. The man full up a lyrics. So guess what? Him not come out her ears. Until she fall for him. So, that is what we can say mainly about Jamaican man. Them in your ears, them come, them in your ears, as they would say, and they love, them crawl up in a old leg, crab, them love sex, Jamaican men. Them love sex 100%. You hardly find a Jamaican, and we drink up every kind of roots and chainy, root and trunk back, and we find the roots, man, anywhere in Jamaica. To drink up some roots because guess what? He must straighten up himself because he wants him sex.
Must go handling business.
Thanks for coming on to the show tonight. I thank you all for coming to the show tonight. And come back again next week. We'll have something funny for you next week.
You're going to have to hook me up. You have to go hook me up.
Sister Brenda looking for somebody. So please, if all the available men, inbox me for I'll come to the show next time. Auntie Brenda needs a hookup. So thank you all for joining me this evening, and I hope you enjoy a very good coming week. Please stay safe and all the best until we meet again here next Sunday afternoon. Auntie Martella, thank you so much. Thank you, Auntie Brenda, and looking forward to see you guys next Sunday.
Next time.
Okay.
Let me put you in a disclaimer. The views expressed on this show are not my own.
It's not your own.
Are not my own. They're only for entertainment purposes.
Yes,
night, guys. It was fun. It was good.
It was nice. It was a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Good night.